This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Surya Sarovar Yojana PMSSY for development of floating solar photovoltaic projects with energy storage systems. Addressing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said that the scheme has been approved with a total outlay of 5,070 crore rupees. He said the scheme envisages the development of 5,000 megawatt of floating solar photovoltaic projects with co-located energy storage systems having a minimum storage capacity of 2 hours totaling 10,000 megawatts.
Solar capacity per capita ke hisab se dekhe to world's highest desh mein lagi hai. Water bodies hain, dams ho, lakes ho, canals ho, un sab ka upyog karke jo solar power generation capacity create karna hai, uska approval liya gaya hai aaj 102 gigawatt yane 1 lakh megawatt ki capacity potential hai Bharat mein. Total 5,000 megawatt floating solar PV photovoltaic capacity Bharat mein create ki jayegi. 5 saal ki scheme mein 1 crore per megawatt ka iska support diya jayega scheme mein. Projects will be selected through tariff-based competitive bidding. 10 million tons of CO2 emissions ko ye prevent karega.
The Union Cabinet has given its nod to the National Offshore Exploration Scheme Samudra Manthan with an approved outlay of 84,084 crore rupees for implementation up to financial year 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnav said the scheme encompasses a comprehensive set of interventions across the offshore exploration value chain. The Union Cabinet has given its approval to the continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme for 2026-27 to 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnav said total financial outlay of 3.15 lakh crore rupees have been approved for the scheme during the period of 5 years. Mr. Vaishnav said the approval reiterates the government's commitment that the prosperity of farmers forms the foundation of the nation's prosperity. The Union Cabinet has also approved an expanded Khelo India scheme and enhanced assistance to national sports federations with a combined outlay of 36,441 crore rupees for the period 2026-27 to 2030-31. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest of the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the presiding officer, Dilip Saikia, took up the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passage. Minister of State for Home, Nityananda Rai, moved the bill amid opposition uproar. The bill was passed in the House amid ruckus without any discussion. Meanwhile, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju criticized the opposition for not participating in the discussion. A Delhi court today sentenced former Aam Aadmi Party councillor Tahir Hussain and four others to life imprisonment for the murder of Intelligence Bureau IB officer Ankit Sharma during the 2020 Delhi riots. Additional Sessions Judge Praveen Singh pronounced the sentence to all five accused after hearing arguments on the quantum. The court described the crime as a very serious incident and observed that it had shaken society. India Today said the so-called elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, stand as a humiliating rejection of the Pakistani establishment. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Pakistani establishment continues to unleash ruthless force against peaceful civilians in POJK. He said the crackdown has resulted in the tragic death of over 40 civilians and serious injuries to many. The spokesperson said, facing a violent regime, the people have requested international organizations for an independent investigation into the unlawful killings. India urged the international community to scrutinize Pakistan's actions and hold it accountable for its atrocities. Indian boxers Priti Pawar and Ankush Fangal have advanced to the final of the respective bouts at the 2026 Commonwealth Games. Priti entered the women's 54-kilogram final with a dominant unanimous 5-0 victory over Zambia's Catherine Muope in Glasgow today. Ankush Fangal won by a unanimous 5-0 decision against Canada's Joshua Ofori in the men's 80-kilogram semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.